pill.
Chapter 13. 1 Samuel, chapter number 13. And then I've got a verse over in Proverbs that I'd like to show you too. So everybody get your Bibles open now. All we've heard about this week, I don't believe I've ever seen a Valentine's Day get more attention than it has this week. I'm telling you what. It's been crazy. I mean, it seems like it's been extra. I don't know if they advertised it more or what the deal was. But it was ridiculous this week. It was just everywhere you went. I began to think about it. And I'm going to preach to you this morning about your heart. Your heart. And I'm going to preach about God's sweetheart. God's sweetheart. Amen. You can hear them angels singing behind me back here, so they'll be through in a little bit. And we'll look at these scriptures together. I'm going to show you two places. 1 Samuel 13 and then Proverbs chapter 23. So get both those scriptures there. And we'll look at them this morning. And I'm going to talk about God's sweetheart. God's sweetheart. Boy, I'd like to be the Lord's sweetheart, wouldn't you? Man, He knows how to treat you. 1 Samuel. We find God's sweetheart in the Bible. Man's name was David. David was a man in the Bible that was God's sweetheart. David had his problems. He had his victories and his losses. But you know what? God looked at David. God looked at David's heart. The Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter 13, look at verse 14, said about David. God was talking to Saul here. He's getting ready to kick off the throne. And He said, but now thy kingdom, verse 14 says, shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. After his own heart. And that man was David. And the Lord commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. You know what God, who God is talking about there? David. God said about David, he's a man after my own heart. Said that man right there, David, his heart is like my heart. God said that. Boy, I tell you what now, that's a compliment. Amen? David's heart was like God's heart. He said, that man's heart is like mine. I've heard it said that scripture meant that David will just seek after God's heart. A man after, like he's chasing God's heart. And, you know, there might be something to that, but I don't think so. I believe God meant his heart's patterned after my heart. His heart is like feeling like my heart. Now, what me and you got to do? Look at chapter 23 of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 23. Let me show you a verse of scripture there. And I want to show you what me and you're supposed to do. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse number 26. 3 and verse 26. Here's a great verse. Talking to young people, young man. This could be to a young lady. Anybody in here. My son, give me thine what? Did it say, give me your talents? No. Did it say, give me your money? Did it say, give me your time? Why don't we say that? Because if God gets your heart, He's got all that other stuff. You know what the Lord wants from us this morning? He wants our heart. Amen? People say, well, I went to church Sunday. What does He expect? Say, you just give Him a little time. Well, I read my Bible 3 nights. It looks like He'd lay off of me. That ain't what He wants. He wants your heart. If He's got your heart, He's got your money. If He's got your heart, He's got your time. If He's got your heart, He's got your time, talents, and your ability. If you just give Him that without giving your heart, it ain't no good. And the same's true of any sweetheart. Like, you don't, your husband say, well, I gotta go buy her something. It's Valentine, you know. So she'll shut up. You know, I gotta do something with her so she'll hush for a while. That ain't no good. She don't want you to do that. She wants your heart to be in it. Right? In any relationship, friends, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, God, Christian, it's always a matter of the heart. It's always a matter of the heart. There ain't a man in here wants his wife just to stay with him because she has to. Ain't a one of you, right? That's better than nothing, but there ain't a one of the man in here wants that. There ain't a woman in here who wants her husband to go to work every day and pay the bills just because it's his duty, and he's got to do it. You want their heart. And that's what God wants. People say, well, I went to church every Sunday and I pay my tithes. Well, I'm proud of you. Does God have your heart? God said, David, he said, I like that man there. And he told you in Proverbs, give me your heart. So I preached this morning about being God's sweetheart. God's sweetheart. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about your heart. When we talk about the heart, we just have narrowed it down to that organ in here that pumps blood. But in the Bible, the heart is you, is really the real you. You know, you say, what's the difference in your heart and your mind? Here's the difference. I'm sitting in school. This is the way I was sitting in school. I was like, yeah. And the teacher said, Danny. Yes, ma'am. I said, what's 4 plus 4? 8. That's my mind. Danny. Yes, ma'am. Who discovered America? I don't know. Benedict Arnold. No. No, Danny. I'm just kidding. It's Columbus. She said, that's right. That's my mind. The bell rang. That's my heart. You see the difference? See the difference? How about your heart is you. My heart was in the gym shooting basketball. My mind, yes. 4 plus 4. Yes, teacher. Yes. That's mine. That ain't my heart. As soon as that bell rings, brother, I mean, it's like if you tied a hog up here and put perfume on it and put a bow around its neck and cleaned it up and made it smell real good and you had it tied, that's religion. But as soon as that thing goes, you know what he's going to do? He's going to go jump back in that mud hole. That's his heart. That's your heart. The heart is you. Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so this morning, let's think about that. Now, let me tell you about all the heart the Bible talks about. Think about this. The Bible talks about a broken heart. The Bible talks about a merry heart. The Bible talks about a deceitful heart. The Bible talks about a stony heart. The Bible talks about a hard heart. The Bible talks about a proud heart. The Bible talks about a wicked heart. The Bible talks about you say, Lord, not every one of them. Yeah, okay. The Bible talks about an obstinate heart. The Bible talks about a naughty heart. But in David, God found a sweetheart. You remember when we was little, we had them here last night, first time I've seen them things. Everybody brought those little bitty candy hearts to us. You remember that? When you was little, and if you had a girlfriend, I mean, the first girlfriend I can remember I had was, I think I might have been in the third grade. And she is a little bitty redheaded thing about that high. Here was our relationship. This was mine and her relationship. I didn't see her all day long because she was in a different grade than me. But she would sit in the same... You're going to laugh at me for this. But you'll say something stupid one of these days too. I would sit on the school bus at a certain spot. She would sit on her bus at a certain spot. And her bus would leave twice before my bus did. And she'd always be sitting in that exact same spot. And I'd look for her and she'd go... And I'd go like that. And that was it, man. That was it. As far as I know, I never even shook her hand. As far as I know, that was the closest we ever got. But boom, the highlight of the day was when that bus would pull out there. And I would make sure that I'd be waiting. That sounds stupid. But you know, we'd have them little bitty hearts now. And we'd have a little heart. And you'd save that one that you want to give your sweetheart. Remember that? Have you ever done that when you was a little kid? Raise your hand. All right. And it would say, be mine, or you're sweet, or something stupid like that. And we'd have them little things. Man, you'd carry them around all day long, sweat on them, maybe have dirt on them. And then your blue jeans and drop them in the floor and pick them up and everything. But you'd save it for them, wipe it off, and say, here, I got you a Valentine. You would want to give her that little heart. Now, the Lord wants us to do our heart and give it to Him. Down just one hair, Brother Mike, just one hair. And so, when a man has a sweetheart, he wants your heart. By the way, when a young man or an old man has a sweetheart, he wants what? He wants all your heart. There's not a man in here that just says, do I have your heart, darling? Well, sure, you got half of it. And he said, what do you mean half of it? But I took the other half and split it up between all the other guys. So you got one half all by yourself. And they have to split the other half. John, Joe, and Bill, and Tom, and all the rest of it. Right? You know, there ain't a man in here that would say, sure, if I get hype, I'm happy. Is there? Not a one of them. Not a one. He says, this ain't going to work. You're sitting out there in the swing, and boy, you're swinging on the front porch. And he says, do I have your heart? And she says, hype of it. He says, this ain't going to work. It's going to work, I'm telling you right now. I want all your heart. Amen? Amen? Now, why do we think God would be happy with just half our heart? How do we think we can half-heartedly serve God and it pleases the Lord? I mean, there ain't nobody else going to take that. I'm telling you what, brother, it ain't no wonder. I'm telling you that we're in such a mess. What if you was out on a swing with your sweetheart and you said, "Sweetheart," she says, "Yes, darling." "Do I have your heart?" "Sure." "You got today?" "What does that mean?" "Well, you asked me to have you have my heart?" "Yeah, you got today. Because this is Sunday." "Well, who had it last night?" "The other feller." "Well, I ain't going to put up with you. What are you griping about? You got it today. I give him Friday and Saturday, and you Sunday. You shouldn't fuss. I give you one day a week." And yet people think, people never read their Bible, never pray, don't give God a second thought, and show up in church on Sunday morning and think that's all God wants. Let me tell you what God wants. He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? All what? Thine heart, brother." He wants all your heart. And there ain't many people willing to love God with all their heart. We got too much of this world, too much pull, too much there, and it makes us want to split it up and give him part of it. And you say, "You know, now Lord, I'll give you my heart Sunday morning, but it's Friday night and I'm going to the club. Or I'm going to drink, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. You can't have my heart tonight." Ladies and gentlemen, God wants all our heart. Harden of the heart is worse than harden of the arteries. Amen? The Bible said, "He that loveth not knoweth not God." Are you half-hearted? I mean, I heard this week, I heard something great. Amen? I heard good news. Praise God. Hallelujah. They have determined that chocolate, have you? Chocolate is good for your heart. Woo! Praise the Lord. I knew it. I knew it all along. I knew that's what. Last time I had my checkup, doctor said, "You've got the heart of an athlete." I said, "Praise God, I am an athlete. Why do you expect me to have a heart like?" And but I found that them Reese cups have helped my heart all these years. Amen. And I said, "Hallelujah." I think, you know what I believe? I believe the chocolate industry paid the news media to say that this week so they could sell a bunch. But anyway, I'll shout on it anyway. I'll take it till they prove it wrong. Thank God chocolate's good for your heart. And some of you old sir hearts this morning ought to go get you a big dose of something sweet. And brother, eat it and be sweet to your sweetheart. Amen. And sweet to the Lord. Amen. So chocolate's good for you. Hallelujah. I'm glad of that. I'm going to say a few things about a sweetheart this morning. And I'm going to compare that to a young man and his sweetheart. But we're going to look at it as us and the Lord. The Christian life is what? It's reading your Bible, it's praying, it's going to church, it's witnessing, and it's being faithful to the Lord. That's Christian life. The Christian life is reading the Bible, praying, going to church, being faithful to God, and telling other people about Jesus. That's what it is. Have you ever noticed how that compares to a boy-girl, boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, husband-wife? Number one, reading your Bible. Did you know this morning that your Bible is a love letter from your sweetheart? Is there anybody in here that's got a letter from your sweetheart and you didn't just really want to read it? I'll tell you one thing, if you didn't really want to read it, they didn't have your heart. Son, I'm telling you, I know how you girls are, and I know how you guys are. You'll go to the mailbox, maybe you're in college, and your sweetheart, maybe you don't see her often, or they're in the army or something like that. You go down there to that mailbox, and boy, you get out a stack of mail. And you go, "That's a phone bill. That's a light bill. You know, I don't know what that is. Junk mail." And then, oh boy, and you recognize that handwriting. And it's got that special little something in it. You know how they write your name. You know what you do? You put that other mail on there. You start opening it before you even get in a house. Amen? How many of you girls ever done that? Yes, sir. Boy, you get that letter. You've done got it read before. When you get a letter from your boyfriend, you've done got that read before you get in the house. You cherish every word. Then you go straight to your room, close the door, lay down on the bed, read it again. And then you fold it up, put it underneath your pillow. I mean, before you go to bed that night, don't you sit there and look at me like you're old cheesy looking like that, bro. You know everyone. It's been a long time for some of you, I can tell you that. But brother, there was a time when your heart, when that person's got your heart, it tickles you to death just to read one little bitty letter from them. They'll slip you a little piece of paper. It says, "I love you." And you grab it. And you keep that for years and years and years. How stupid. Did you know why? That's your heart, brother. That's your heart. You show me a person that don't ever, ever, ever have no desire to read that book, and I'll show you a person that can give their heart to the Lord. If the Lord's got your heart, you're going to want to say, I get a lot of letters. I get a lot of some weird ones. I get letters from this girl. She writes me all the time out in Colorado or Montana or somewhere. And it's weird. She writes me letters all the time. My girl says, Daddy, sent you another letter. And the other day she sent me a picture. She said, now you know, won't forget what I look like. And I'm not going to tell you what it looked like. And she writes these weird letters. And every time I see her name on the letter, I think, oh, Lord. I don't even, and I feel guilty. I don't know. So I open it like that, and I just kind of skim down it, and then I throw it away. You know why? Well, my heart ain't a bit interested in that. Yeah. Not a bit. Not a bit. You say, Brother Danny, she's trying to be sweet to you. Maybe she is, but that ain't my heart, brother. My heart not there. Now, I'll tell you something else. If I got one from Corey, I'd say, Corey wrote me a letter. I'm going to read every word. And I look where she put the emphasis and stuff she underlined and all that. Ain't that right? If it's somebody you really care about, you won't know what they said. Amen. How many of y'all ever got a love letter? Anybody in here has ever been, somebody wrote you a love letter? Oh, good night, people. Y'all been prunes, man. It ain't no wonder you ain't. Hey, don't tell, have you never really had a love letter? I didn't know there's anybody that never had a love letter wrote to them. Let me ask that question one more time. Honestly, I'm worried about you. Has ever had a love letter to you? Would you raise your hand? Lord have mercy. I'll write you one if you'll give me your address and tell you I love you. Lord have mercy. That'd be awful to go through life and nobody ever write you a letter. That'd be horrible. See, if you say, well, Lord, they write such long letters. Listen, that's what you want. Somebody got your heart, you want a long letter from. I've heard people say, don't think I like about their letter, it's too short. Why didn't you write more? Amen. You remember when you say, what do you want about it? I want a long letter, darling, telling me how much you love me. And he'll write and write and write and write and write. And you just read it, read it, read it, read it, read it. I mean, this one here's got 66 books. It's got 1,189 chapters. Every word of it is a love letter from God. And brother, if God has our heart, we're going to want to know what He said to us. What if He called you up and said, did you get my letter? Yeah. Did you like it? Have you read it? Actually, I hadn't had time yet. What's He going to think? I was busy. There's something I want to watch on TV. You say, you didn't even read my letter. I took an hour writing that stupid thing. And you didn't even read it? Well, I'm going to try to get to it. I skimmed over it. I try to read it once a week. I open it once in a while and just look down on one certain page and see what it says. He goes, I'll tell you one thing. It'd be snowing you know where when I write you another letter. I mean, he don't have your heart. He don't have your heart. Our Bible reading, brother. Listen, I remember in school when I was little, girls and boys that liked each other and where their heart got involved would go crazy over these stupidest little things. I know girls that carried chewing gum wrapper in their pocketbook for months because that boy gave it to them. They lied. Amen. Some of y'all sitting there like, yeah, I remember doing that, yeah. Well, listen, our problem in serving God is a heart problem. A heart problem. Listen, when I got right with God and everything, and I give the Lord my heart, it wasn't a bit of trouble for me to pick up this book and read it. It wasn't a bit of trouble for me to desire to hear from Him. I wanted it. I hungered for it. And what a revival. We got revival coming up. Let's get our heart back in this thing, folks. Let's get our heart in there where we say, boy, I want to read what God said to me. I want to read the love letter from my sweetheart. Say amen right there. What about this? Your prayer life. Now, what would be our prayer life? Keep them quiet over here. What would be our prayer life? We'd be talking to our sweetheart. Anybody in here like to talk to your sweetheart? If every time you talk to her, she's saying, I'm real busy right now. It's not a good time. If she says that every time, I'll tell you one thing right now. You ain't got her heart. You ain't got her heart. You might have her time, but you ain't got her heart. So if you've got her heart,
I don't care. Let it go. What do you want?
Amen.
Boy, y'all look at me like.
See, your heart. Y'all remember some of you, when you started dating, you talked on that stupid phone half of the night. I mean, amen, nod your head right there. I mean, you'd stay up all night long, and your mom would say, you got to be off at 12 o'clock. You get in there and fell over your head so that she couldn't hear you. And my girl's better not have never done that. The altar's open if either one of you's ever done that. I see guilt written all over her face right now. You know how your mama say, you cannot be on the phone past 11 o'clock. And you hear that, put the pillow over so they won't hear it ring. I remember doing that. and you go, yeah. What? Don't run, my mama's in there. What makes you do something like that? And you know what? Talking on the phone ain't a bit of fun. If it ain't somebody you want to talk to. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah, brother. Listen, and praying to God is the same way. A lot of people say, oh Lord, we got to pray. Well, here we go, we got to pray again. Let's bow our head, we got to talk to Him. Listen, brother, when He gets your heart, when God gets your heart, when your heart's in it. Listen, you know what we got in America? We've got too much, a whole lot of outward religion and not much heart religion. Amen? Boy, when the Lord gets your heart, when God gets your heart just right, you just want to say, Lord, I love you. It's good to hear from you. Lord, I love you. I want to talk to you. Lord, I told Him this morning, I said, Lord, I want to give You my heart. God, I don't want to be a hypocrite. God, I don't want to be no hypocrite. God, I want to serve You, not because I'm a preacher and people expect it out of me. I don't want to serve Him just because my kids expect me to set a good example. I want to serve God because He's got my heart and it'll be real. And people can tell it. You know, people can tell when it's coming from your heart. People can tell when it's coming from your heart. How about our prayer life? Now, what if you said, Brother Ray here, Brother Ray and Miss Penny were a great example for all of us at the Sweetheart Banquet last night. I'm not going to tell you how they really got started. It's so wicked that I wouldn't repeat it in front of the congregation. He was two-timing her before he ever got started. I'm just kidding. What do you call holding one girl's hand and messing with another girl's hair at the same time? What do you call that? I'm just playing with you, brother. You should have been here and got the whole story. But I'm telling you, he was a player. I ain't kidding you. I mean, in his day, boy, he had him on a string. Don't he's that's where he gets them that good looking hair and all that stuff. But anyway, just say, they told last night about how they thank God for each other and what good marriage they got. How long y'all been married now? 45 years. That is not sleet you hear hitting on the top of the building. Don't let the devil tell you that. There's birds are hopping around up there. They're bad this time of year. Them birds are bad this time of year. That is not sleet. Sleeted 1 year ago this morning, y'all. Really bad. Y'all remember that? 1 year ago today. It's about that deep we got out of church. Birds, they come out this time of year. They just like you. Well, anyway, what if Ray got up and said, Janie. That's his romantic way of talking to her. Janie. Me Tarzan, you Janie. If he said, yeah, I like that. Anyway, he said, what if he got him? He said, Janie, I love thee. It sure is good to be your husband. I will see you this evening when I get home. He gets up the next day. Janie, I love thee with all my heart. It sure is good to be thy husband. I'll see thee this evening. Next morning, same old stuff. Every day. Word for word, she's going to get tired of listening to that, ain't she? She's saying, you don't mean that. Shut up. Get out of here. If you don't mean it, just don't even say it. That's what she'd say. There ain't a woman in here won't say, oh, just, yeah, right, okay. Same old line, every day. I mean, listen, brother, she wants it to come from his heart. How do you think the Lord feels when every day we say, oh, our Heavenly Father, Thou art the great God. You know, we try to talk thinking we're going to impress Him. You know, something like that. He's not the least bit impressed, brother. He knows your heart. He knows you're thinking about playing golf at the moment you're talking to Him. You should just say, God, I'm thinking about playing golf. Would you please help me to get my mind on the right thing? That's what you should do. I've done that. I do that a lot of times. I'll just be praying up a storm, and I'll think I'm supposed to call so-and-so, and I'm supposed to do this and do that. And I think, well, Lord, you know what I'm thinking about. Help me get my mind on you, and help me to love you. God, I ain't what I ought to be. And be honest with him. Let it come from your heart. Talk to him out of your heart, brother. That's what we ought to do. Amen? Talk to him out of your heart. Talk to him, brother. Talk to him. Let me tell you something else right quick. We're going to have to hurry. What about church attendance? Church attendance. Let me refresh your memory, big boys. You remember when you had a sweetheart? I know it's been a long time for some of you. Some of y'all have been married for a while and you quit courting and you quit being sweethearts. That's bad. You couldn't keep your hands off each other before you got married. Now you don't want to be around each other. That's the same devil. Messed you up before you got married, messed you up after you got married. That's right. And you know what? You boys, before you got married and you had a sweetheart, wild animals couldn't keep you away from her. Amen? When you had to work all day long, it didn't matter how tired you was. It didn't matter how your feet was hurting. Son, you'd come in, you'd shave, take a bath, clean up, head over her house just as quick as you possibly can. If the boy said, let's go, I'm going to see my sweetheart. If the boy said, let's go play, I'm going to see my sweetheart. If the boy said, hey, you say, I'm tired, I don't care, I'm going to see her. You went and seen her every time. Their mom had to run you off. Grandma had to run you off. I mean, daddy come in and say, all right, boy, it's time to go. Amen? Ain't that the way it was? Say amen right there. I know. I got three girls. I put up with them demons. Daddy, you hear hitting on the roof. No, it's not. Birds are hopping around. You'll wreck if you leave now. Y'all, this ain't much of a church. Come on here. My goodness. This is unorderly, y'all. Pay attention now. I'm trying to preach. It's hard when it's like this, man. Bad. That is not sleep. What was I talking about? Church attendance. Sleep will not keep you from church. If God's got your heart. Amen. That's right. I remember getting run off time too. And some, how many of you guys would admit it and ever had daddy or mama? It's worse when mama does it. Have you ever been run off by mama or daddy? Raise your hand. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, almost every man in here. Let me ask you a question. Did you quit coming? No, you didn't. Somebody says, one little old thing we don't like. Well, I ain't going back to church. I know why. Because your heart ain't in it, brother. Son, I didn't care if they had a dog that high. I bet you every time you went up. My sister's boyfriend, we had a dog, and every time that boy come over, that dog bite him. We had a collie named Nick. He's about that tall, and he wouldn't. My other sister had a boyfriend. He wouldn't bother him. But my next to me sister, one's a year older than me, every time that boy come over, that dog rides his tire, his leg. He'd be right back over. He brought a motorcycle over there one time. And I was trying to get on it and set on it and not turned it over and put a dent in it. And we messed with his stuff. He kept right on coming. How many of you have ever been to see your sweetheart and her little brother? Buddy, I've done that. I've put them through you know what, son. They ever have your little brother and sister running back? That little brother, if I could get a hold of him, I'd wring his neck. And they just come in there and torment you when you're trying to court. Anybody ever had that happen? Lord have mercy. And you got to be nice to them because her mama will get mad and make a bad impression on the family. She says, hey, you know, and you really want to kill them? Amen. I mean, brother, you'll put up with a lot if your heart's in that thing. You mark these people down that the least little thing makes them quit church. They got their feelings hurt. Listen, brother, mama hurt your feelings and you didn't quit going to see your sweetheart. I mean, daddy run you off, you didn't quit going to see your sweetheart. Your heart was there. Where your heart is, brother. Where your heart is. Listen, you go to church and there's nothing will take place. I've heard people say, well, I can be the Lord's sweetheart just as good at home as I can at church. There ain't nothing can take the place of seeing them. Talking on the phone, writing letters, all that stuff's all right. But when you got a sweetheart, you want to see them. Right. Bob Gray told a story the other night down there. He said, there's nothing to take the place face-to-face. She got a letter every day. And at the end of 10 months, after getting a letter mail every day, she married the mailman. Face to face. Nothing will take the place of that. Amen. Shoo, I'm tired of these old letters, man. I got you right here. That's right. Listen, they ain't nothing. They ain't nothing. People say, well, I'll stay at home and read the Bible. That ain't going to take place coming to church. Right. It's good, but it ain't going to take. You say, well, I'll just do my own praying at the house, preacher. But that'll not take the place of coming to God's house and meeting with the Lord's people face to face. Amen. Let me tell you something else. Somebody scared them birds away. They're gone. You're witnessing. Telling people about the Lord. Show got right here. My pictures in my wallet of my girls. They're the only pictures I have in my wallet. And one of them I don't even have a picture of right now. And everywhere I go, people said, how's your girls, Brother Danny? I say, oh, they're fine. You don't see them? I don't say, I'd rather not talk about them. You shouldn't discuss things like that in public. I think that's a private matter. I don't think that's something people should talk about out in the world, in public places. What do? You look here. And buddy, when you get grandkids, I don't have any, a son. Oh, Lord. People will bore you to tears, son, when you go over there. Look, have you seen? Yeah, they all look alike. You know, isn't he cute? Now look at that. He's the smartest little thing. Every one of them thinks their grandkid's smarter than any kid in the world. Oh, how smart. You wouldn't believe how smart he is. He's only 4 and he can say da-da. And listen, I mean, you wouldn't believe. I mean to tell you, you just wouldn't believe this kid's a genius. Little Red. Little Red, we're going to get the duct tape on you. I ain't kidding. Look here. There's your socket. And you know what? Everywhere we go, we want to show them our pictures. Look here. This is my girls. Look here. This is my girls. Yeah. That's my daughter, man. That's my daughter. Amen. And everybody said, oh, they're so beautiful. They're so beautiful. They all look just like you. I said, I don't think I'm beautiful. That's what they always say. They said, oh, all 3 of them, they all look just alike. Your girls. And I say, I'm proud of them. There's something wrong with somebody who gets out in public and is ashamed to talk about Jesus Christ. What if you said, are your kids? Yeah, they're my kids. But I ain't going to show no picture. I don't want to talk about them. I think that's something that's personal. What's stupid? What if he's got your heart? Talk about him. Tell somebody about it. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let me tell you about the best friend I ever had. Let me tell you about my sweetheart. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star. He's the fairest in thousands. I'm telling you, nobody like him. Brag on him if he's your sweetheart. If he's got your heart, brother, you'd be proud of him to brag about. You wouldn't say, oh, those people at the church are talking about work or talking about religion, and I don't want to tell them that I go to church, and I don't want them to think I'm... What's wrong with that? You ashamed of your sweetheart? I never could stand to see a man shamed his wife. You ever met anybody like that? I know preachers that come in, hey, Brother Danny, how you doing? Their wife stand behind them like this, feeling stupid, and they won't even introduce her. I keep saying, how are you, ma'am? They say, oh, it's my wife. Make her walk in about 4 steps behind him. Said on the other side. Listen, ain't something wrong with you if you're ashamed of your wife. Amen. Or you're ashamed of your husband. You say, well, I don't want anybody to know I'm. And that's the same way you are about the Lord. If you're ashamed of him, there's something wrong. I'll say this and I'm done. In your devotedness to the Lord. There ain't no way I can tell you how to give God your heart except just give it to him just like it is. Just give it to him just like it is. This is a true story. And I'm done. Another little story here after that. This boy, 15 years old. He lived in Patterson, California. This is a true story. You ladies are going to like this. He had a crush on his high school sweetheart Donna Ashlock. He's 15 years old. Went crazy over this girl. His mother saw it in the paper that Donna had a degenerative heart disease and was dying. And they saw this girl was dying. And that boy, his name was Felipe, he stepped up and said, "I'm going to die and give my heart to Donna." He said, "Donna needs a heart. I'm going to die and give my heart to Donna. And I'll be, if a few weeks later, they had no idea it was coming, that young boy had a blood vessel burst and died. 15 years old. And they took his heart. His mom said he wanted to give his heart to that girl so she could live. And they took his heart out of his body and put it in that girl. That's what's called giving your heart. Amen. Yeah, he said, "I'm going to give my heart to Donna." And Donna lived 4 years after that. Her body rejected that heart. And before they could find her another one, she died. And they put her body out beside his in the graveyard. That's for a love story. That sounds like something they make a movie out of. Don't? 15 years old, brother. He said, "I'm going to die and give my heart to her." Little girl came in one time, and she said, she's crying at the table. Dad said, "What's you, honey?" She said, "Nothing." He said, "What's wrong with you, honey?" She said, "Nothing." Had a Band-Aid on her finger and looked like blood coming out. He said, "What's wrong, honey?" She said, "Well, Daddy, it's Valentine's, and I made you a Valentine's heart, but I've messed it up, and I can't give it to you." He said, "Why, honey?" She said, "Well, I cut my finger and spilt blood on it, and I messed it up, and I just wadded it up and put it under the bed." He said, "Honey, you go in there and get it." She said, "No, it looks awful. No, it's ugly." He said, "Go in there and get it." So she went in there and got it underneath the bed, and it was all wadded up and had blood on it and wasn't cut right and everything. And he said, "Here, I want it." And she just handed it to him. And he just unfolded and said, "That's exactly what I want." He said, "That means a lot to me." He said, "You just give it to me just like it is." You know what some of y'all's problem is this morning? You think, "Man, my heart's too messed up. My heart's too messed up. God don't want my heart. I can't give it to you like this. Lord, it's all messed up, and I made mistakes, and I've scarred it, and my heart's a mess." You know what the Lord's saying? The Lord's saying, "I want you to give me your heart just like it is. Don't wait till you get it all straightened out and perfect before you give it to Him. He wants you to give you His heart just like it is this morning." He said, "My son, give me thine heart." He didn't say, "Get yourself straightened up, and then I'll take you." He didn't say that. Just you here this morning, some of y'all sitting here this morning, you say, "Lord, I'm the wickedest person in here. I'm so evil. God ain't going to never bless me." God wants you right now to get down here at this altar and give Him your heart just like it is. Let's stand.